famous, so I needed to know who I was to thank. I did a little investigating to see where all of this email traffic was coming from. It was all coming from an article called Right Wing Rock, an attorney out of Washington, D.C. named Brian Greer. This guy was doing what he does best, fabricate stories so he can say that he has a job. Listen to what this guy has to say. Accusation. Mr. Greer takes quotes from another article, of course, by the state-run media, and says, as the paper tells it, the purported content of the compulsory assembly was characterized by the performing group as drug and alcohol awareness. But the program's actual content addressed a much broader list of concerns. Accusation. The article states, Dean strongly defended the Second Amendment and said that blaming Columbine on guns is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. Well, accusation. Dean was also critical of the news and entertainment media, saying that the news media are liberal and have an accepting attitude towards adultery, homosexuality, and abortion. Well, accusation. Dean said there is nothing in the Constitution or founding documents about separation of church and state. Well, accusation. Dean characterized evolution as just a theory. Well, accusation. Lead singer Bradley Dean. Wait, let's say that again. Lead singer Bradley Dean. Accusation. As I stated earlier, Mr. Greer wrote his article on our group after reading other articles written by the state-run media, including one from the Creston News Advertiser, describing almost exactly the same sequence of events.
Bradley and the crew, your program at Creston High made a solid impact on a number of our students. The fact that Bradley was straightforward with the students about issues that many of us find easy to ignore. He tackled some tough issues from an approach that kids listened to. Even some of our toughest kids to get through to opened up and listened. Another thing that I appreciated was the time that was taken to talk to kids after the program backstage. I was able to eavesdrop a little bit and was happy to hear what was being said. Bradley made a connection with the kids and in a one-on-one situation carried the same message that he presented to the large group in a very personal manner. The fact that they were given many things to think about in the large group presentation, I considered the time well spent. There was some controversy in a couple of communities near us, as well as some negative press in a couple of newspapers. However, we did not receive anything like that in Creston. The program is one which I was satisfied with, in that it accomplished what I had hoped it would. It approached tough issues that made kids think about their own value systems. Respectfully, Todd F. Wolverton.
I could go on and on with Brian Greer's fabrications, but instead, to show you his hypocrisy, I asked Brian via email, of course, what he thought of our assembly program. He replied with, if you're asking whether I've actually attended one, I have not. But from what I've read and heard, then it's got to be true, Brian. He ends his email with, if what I've read and heard from those in attendance is incorrect, please let me know. Well, Brian, I am. After the media splashes us on the front page of the Tri-Metro newspapers in three different states, the media showed up with breaking news, and it was called the parent protest.
They say the message turned from drinking to topics like abortion, gun control, and premarital sex.
Folks, parent protest? There were six parents that attended. It is not my job to change your values. It's my job to serve them. Now, one more thing. In Eureka Springs, where Brian was from, a few years after the high school administration said that our message was inappropriate for their students, well, we found out why. In 2007,
how is God glorified in us
magazine writer
in him,
from Eureka
by
Springs,
his grace? What does this grace work in us? True holiness? Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him? By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles? To abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews? And to establish his own righteousness? What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Some time ago, we watched The Band of Brothers, and that came out probably 20, 24 years ago, I'm guessing, guesstimating here. And when The Band of Brothers came out, it so moved me because it was exactly my heart. And out of gratitude is the mother of holiness and obedience. And I'm talking about our laws in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:4, and also in the spiritual, you know, 2 Corinthians 5:15, we live unto him who died for us. And when I seen it, we religiously watched that documentary probably 2-3 times a year along with John Adams, just to understand the price paid for our freedoms. And that's why we do what we do in upholding the laws that they died magnifying and sacrificing themselves and giving us the freedoms that we have today. And that's exactly what Christ did in the spiritual, in a more significant way, of course, concerning the cross, which is the pearl of the church, Christ crucified and him alone. But I'm saying that for the very reason that when I seen that documentary, there's a certain portion where they weren't going into Bastogne. They didn't have enough clothes. They didn't have enough ammunition. The drops were not allowed because the Germans were trying to get that road network to basically break the back of what was going on concerning a victory for the likes of an Adolf Hitler. Well, about early in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, and again, remember, they have no clothes. They're dug in. That means they're sleeping in foxholes. Just enough to get their heads down so they don't get them shot off. And a colonel came about, and he had told the guys, asking about what was going on there in Bastogne, and they said that their lines were so thin that the Germans were just walking over at will, unbeknownst to them and us. And the colonel looked at him and said, there's a lot of, he used an expletive, he said, there's a lot of stuff coming your way, and he said, hold your line. Hold the line. And they held the line. And they didn't do it without crying about it. They didn't do anything about whining about it. They didn't need to be rescued. You need to look at the history of what took place in Bastogne, because the history that's been written is not correct history coming from the likes of the Band of Brothers. And I'm talking about the 101st Airborne concerning the 506th. And so again, I'm just kind of equating that to what's going on in the country right now. We have a lot of stuff coming. And men, we need Minutemen. But men, we need to stand up, and we need to, and women, like the Abigail Adams of the The Times of the Founding Era, who have taught us a ton as to how we're supposed to respond. She was the one that said, concerning the issues that we face, you know, all glory's on the battlefield. And she's absolutely right, because one's going to win the war. But the point that I'm again making, friends, is we need to hold the line concerning what's coming our way and what's in within the United States of America today. Even now, it's pretty unbelievable. Some of the stuff that I'm going to share with you is really surreal, but it's becoming real. And what I'm saying is the crimes that our said representatives that are getting away with, and what they're getting away with, and what they mean to contrive against us is complete. From A to Z, from the definition, extracting the definition from the Webster's 1828, it is treason. And we can find in Article 3, Section 3, that is a punishable crime, and the consequence is death. But again, the American people are so fast asleep that somehow or another they think that it will never happen here. Well, if you read the book of Amos, you're going to find real quick that the Lord that said that he's going to bring judgment upon a disobedient people, he said the people that say that, they'll be the first ones to go to the sword. So we want to do our best to prevent that from coming by keeping the commandments of the Lord. And I'm going to go ahead and make reference to this before I get the show going, but I want to go over to Deuteronomy 12, I believe, in verse 10. And when I get over there, no, that's not it. I'm sorry. It's actually 10:12. Forgive me. I just read the whole book yesterday and the day before and the day before. But what I want to do is I want to go over there, and it says, now, O Israel, that's the children of God, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, a filial fear, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, soul, and strength. And it goes on in Matthew 22, verse 37, saying the exact same thing. And Jesus says, we have one Lord, and then he tells us exactly, you know, what the law says. And which God gave the law, God who is love, God gave the law because he loves, right? Then we go on to verse 13 in Deuteronomy 13, going back to the point that I'm making here. Then what does it say right after that? It says, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, what I command thee this day for thy good. And the Lord told us that we're supposed to rehearse these things in the ears of our children. In this country today, our children are being murdered by the same government that's trying to tell us that they need to vaccinate us for our good. And we're seeing the fruit of that as well. The sooner that the American people come to the realization that they're under attack by their said representative governments, and until they hold them accountable, again, one of the things that I continuously say here, nothing is going to change. And what am I talking about? Why don't you consider what's in the halls of government today? And I want to go ahead and play this short video. We're just going to go across the boards today, and we're going to try to get to some of the things that we didn't have an opportunity to get to yesterday. Now, before I do that, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to jump online, you're more than welcome to do so. Pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. That number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, those lines are put up for you, and we thank you for facilitating them. Again, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is, in fact, the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You know, now when we were young, as kids, I always remember, because all the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness, sodomy, right? But before that, all the way up until 1961, it was considered a felony. Why? Because it's felonious activity in the Lord's word. And if you look at state statute, you're going to see biblical vernacular written out concerning that state statute. Again, only confirming and reaffirming the position that we're premised on common law, which is canonical law. And God's moral law, his Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the list goes on. But with that, God's law condemns the very things that our said representatives are advocating for. And what I'm talking about right now, let's go over to Colorado. Because when I show you what's going on over in Colorado, it's going to make perfect sense as to what's going on with Donald Trump right now being called out and others on the Epstein files. Because again, as we've reiterated, this has been going on in this country for a long, long time, where our said representatives are extorted they're backwards. Remember we were taught they were backwards? Yep, guess what? They're put in the halls of government, and guess how they're operating? Backwards, against the people, making war against God. Micah 3:5. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen, or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9 was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9 was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I just want to make clear that before we get going on today's show, that I want to make clear that I am, yes, reprimanding and castigating and rebuking and reproving as Scripture tells us we're to do so, in pointing my finger directly at the face of the do-nothings, the apathetic, and the tolerant concerning the crimes that we're now going to highlight. Because these are crimes that we are not going to tolerate. And I want to bring you over to Colorado. This is the house of the said good guys, right? The Republicans, which again doesn't constitutionally exist. It's a uniparty system. But every once in a while, there'll be a good guy that gets in there. And then this is what he gets to bump up against. Now, again, I want you to understand that Jared Polis, the governor of Colorado, I made a video of him 10, 12 years ago about how he was in the classroom and he's a pedophile. And before you knew it, he was pushed right to the head of the Capitol in the highest office of the state of Colorado concerning the governor. And so it should be no surprise as to what we're seeing happening in that state as well. It's not just in Colorado. It's all over the United States of America, which, again, only proves the point that the said governors and mayors are, in fact, installed to do the very things that they're doing. Now, when it calls out concerning the crimes against children, because there are said representatives, like in California, Scott Weiner, his name is, and he wants to go ahead and normalize crimes between children and adults. I'm not kidding you. Remember back in 1961, if you were caught in the act of sodomy, you'd go to prison for 21 years. Before that, folks, go back about 50 years before that, they would have just publicly hung you. Because that's what the Bible tells us in Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, all the way down to the end of the chapter, Jude 1:7, and again, 29 other references condemning what the American people are tolerating today concerning their said representatives, okay, if you want to call them that. But I want to go over to this good guy, right? And I want you to listen carefully as to what he's saying here, just to show you what, in fact, is happening in the halls of government, because it's nothing new here, but it needs to stop yesterday. Check this out.
That I am discouraged about my job as a representative, and also just what happens here at the Capitol. We sat in a committee all day discussing whether or not somebody that buys little children, these are 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old kids, they buy them for sex, that we tried to get a bill through, Representative Bradley sent one through, that was going to put these buyers in jail. Right now, most of the time, they get off on probation, almost all the time.
Pedophiles.
Get off on probation after buying a child and raping a little child. And we tried to say, well, they need to at least serve a minimum.
In America.
Of 4 years. And then we sat and listened to the Democrats fight against this bill. Fight against putting these people in jail, and came up with all kinds of reasons, including that these buyers are victims themselves. This is very discouraging, and it's also very disgusting for me that they would actually defend this. And then they voted completely along party lines. The Democrats voted 100% that they did not want to put these pedophiles in jail. They defended the pedophiles. This is why it's so.
Do you understand, Americans? Okay. This is the said representatives that promise to uphold the law, that are doing their best to defend the lawbreakers, namely making children a prey. Again, let me just remind all of those that think you're going to go ahead and test your steel. It's getting to the point, and we've been there for some time now, where the parents were going to take justice into their own hands, and rightfully so. I don't care about what the corrupt injustices have to say. The people, had they been doing their job up to this point, there would be no corruption on the bench, there'd be no corruption in the halls of government, because they would understand that the people are not going to tolerate it. But because we have the apathetic, because we have the tolerant in America that just give it a pass, that somehow or another need to be led to stand up and do the right thing. The Lord said, keep my commandments, is what he said, friends. It's not hard to figure out where someone's breaking the law. When you walk outside your door, it's all over the place. As a matter of fact, I address it at every given step that we take in this ministry. But again, I'm just telling you, if you're born of the Spirit's going to lead you to do something. You don't need another man telling you what you should be doing. You should just be doing it as you follow Christ. Now, when it comes to this, when you look at Exodus 22, it's interesting that if you dare lay to a childless or a fatherless child, the Lord said he would kill you with the sword. Oh, yes, that's what it says, and that's what it means. And when you go to Luke 17:2, it says it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend a little one. How is it that people don't quite discern what the Lord is saying here when he says deliver them up? You would rather sit back, the American people would rather sit back and see what these bad, somehow or another, in a perverted way, they're entertained by watching these said representatives get away with felonious crimes against their own children. Against their own children. From what he just told us, why are the people in Colorado not at the front steps of the Capitol demanding impeachment and prosecution of none other than Jared Polis? Oh, it goes to Gavin Newsom. It goes to Tim Walz. It goes to DeWine in Ohio. It's all over the country. Hochul in New York. How come the people are sitting back allowing them to do the things that they're doing? And yet they don't understand why things are getting worse. Okay? Hold on to that thought. I'm going to finish this point that he's making.
It's difficult sometimes to do what we do around here. We know we're on the side of right. We know we're on the side of morality. And we get shot down by, I do not understand the thought process behind this. But we do get shot down. This is why I would encourage you to do a few things to help us with this. First, if you believe in prayer at all, please pray. We are fighting truly dark forces here. This is not okay. This is evil stuff that we're dealing with. And if you have the ability to come up and testify on bills or anything like this, please do so. Your voice is very important to what we're trying to accomplish around here. We are the minority, but with you, we become a powerful force.
Yeah, see, the that's all good as far as what he said, but the truth of the matter is they're not the minority. The mainstream media has convinced the American people that they're in the minority, when in fact the truth is they're in the majority. Where did that come from besides the pit of hell directly? Well, he's always got to have a little minion, John 8:44, that acts just like him. And I'm talking about the wicked apple, and the wicked fruit doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree, concerning Satan himself, concerning his minions. Do you remember Saul Alinsky said, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Do you remember that? Yep. And that's exactly how the media is getting away with it. See, and this is what they do, is when you stand up, then they use their little unconstitutional agencies to hire some sort of hitman to go ahead and kill off their opposition, lest they should be uncovered for their crimes. That's how this works. See, that's why we need Minutemen. This is why we need men of courage that fear God and not the face of man, which brings a curse. Jeremiah 17:5. Let's go to the next point I wanted to cover here. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but while you're being distracted from this little dog and pony show in Washington, D.C., are you paying attention to the fact that none other than, I don't know how many times this guy's been married. I think everyone on the cabinet has been some sort of adulterer time and time again. Well, here's Pete Hegseth, who said he's now a Christian, and it's interesting how that works, isn't it? Now he's married again, and now he's been put into this cabinet to be faithful to the American people. Put that one together if you can. But what's interesting is Peter here is over in Puerto Rico telling the troops that they must prepare for war. Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? Here, listen to this.
War department so much is not because I love war. I don't, and neither do you. It's because I seek and love peace. And those who love and long for peace must prepare for war. We are in the strength department of peace.
I wonder if old Petey's been to a war before. Because those that speak much of war, it's interesting how they've never experienced war. That's why I say we need veterans in office today. But I do want to say this. If Pete and the rest of them and the bankers and the Zionists want to have a war, then send them. Then tell them to go first and lead the way, and we'll be more than happy to follow, because that's what our forefathers taught us. And furthermore, Scripture tells us there's a distinction to be made between the Lord's wars and man's wars. When you have 737 military bases, American military bases, on over 142 continents, folks, I'm sorry, countries, forgive me, there's seven continents, forgive me, 142 different countries, you know something's wrong. Okay, we are not some sort of empirical society or country where all of a sudden we're going to rule the world, although they mean to do so. But I do want to say this, folks. If the war is a just war, then they need to go first. And I want to say this. You know how you end these wars before this heartbreak comes up on us? You end these wars, friends, by telling the politicians to send their kids and themselves before the rest of us, because that's the way we're going to know if it's legitimate or illegitimate. I'm not playing this game, folks. I'm tired of it. Too many of our boys have been killed on the behalf of foreign interests. Just like Kissinger said, our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as foreign pawns in foreign policy. Not doing it. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
I want to show you guys something here. I've got some more calls coming in. We're going to make it your show, I guess. I want to show you, and I'm sure you probably have all seen this. Isn't it interesting how the said president shows up at a tennis match? Simultaneously, while showing up at the tennis match, somehow or another, Barack Obama just happens to be in the same place. And when they see Donald Trump, all of a sudden, they boo him for over 30 seconds. I'm going to play this audio for you. And then when they announced Barack Obama, they had the whole crowd just roar him down like he was the coolest thing since Caesar back in the days of the Roman era, forgive me. And again, this shows you how these are political ops being played out to divide the American people, as if to suggest anybody supports the ideals of Barack Obama, who did nothing but attack the American people over 1,168 times. He stepped on the blood of the boys, of those that magnified the law. He gave the American people 1,168 times the bird. He gave us the finger. He entertained America's sworn enemies within. This is all propaganda, friends, but I want you to see it really quick. I see those phone calls. Just hang on with me. I'll pick you up in just a moment. But I want you to check this out. Again, listen carefully. Oh, and simultaneously, so you know, the mainstream media as well, the Trump supporters are out there trying to tell you that he has massive support, and his support record is just, it's beautiful right now. His level of support from the American people has been so bolstered, friends, it just sickens me to the core. But again, I want you to see this nonsense that's going on here. Check this out.
Mercilessly booed at the U.S. Open tennis finals in New York as he had ordered the United States Tennis Association to direct all broadcasters not to show him being booed.
So Trump didn't want anybody to know he was there, this guy is saying.
Something called cell phone cameras, Donald, and we've got you getting booed. Take a look as the U.S. Open shows Donald Trump on the screen, and he gets booed for 30 seconds straight. Fans are absolutely...
Okay, now, again, I just want to make clear that Donald's supporters, his idolaters, are trying to tell you that his approval ratings are higher than they ever have been. When, again, the opposite is absolutely true. Let's listen to the voice of the people, and you tell me the truth of the matter.
Pissed off at him. Here, watch this clip that he did not want you to see. Here, play this clip.
Thirty seconds of the people at this tennis match booing Donald Trump down. I'm not going to sit here and listen for 30 seconds, but I'm telling you that's how he reported it. Okay? So what's happening, friends, is the idolaters need to get with it, because nobody is signing up for a dictator here. Nobody's signing up for an individual to go ahead and tear away at their God-given rights. But again, his supporters would have you believe that that's the case, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. We're going to go ahead and make it your show. We got John calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
This is your show, Bradley.
Well, it's yours now.
And everyone thanks you for it. But, you know, we're seeing 90 years later, Schmedley Butler, Sergeant Major, I believe.
Yep.
He wrote a book called, you know, War is a Racket.
Yep.
And this is about our country being a corporation now.
Yep.
So we're going to get what we get. And we can only do what we can do.
That's
and
right.
You're doing everything you can, brother.
Amen.
So I just wanted to thank you, man. Have a blessed day.
Yeah, thank you. It's a good point that our friend just brought up, because I've read it. I've had my kids read it. You need to read it. It's about 70 pages, 65, 70 pages long. It's super easy to understand. But what Smedley Butler, the highest ranking Marine in the history of the Marines, he identifies as to who he worked for and what it was concerning his job, as to what the end aim was, what the objective was, and how he would strong arm other countries and basically fight off for Wall Street, where Wall Street and those that were paying him to do the things that he was doing could have end aim on their objective as well. It's also interesting, the corporations during World War II, even family members of their children that were being sent and family members that were being sent to war, how the corporations went right along with it because they cared more about the profits than even the blood of their own children. It's called War is a Racket. If you've not read it, it's super easy to understand. Super easy to understand. Take the time and order online, friends. You're going to be glad that you did. And every time you hear the word war, you're going to look at it completely different than the way that you hear it right now. Because every time you hear it now, you hear the politicians. Oh, and by the way, back in January of 1960, it was January 17th, President Eisenhower warned us of exactly what's taking place today. He said, beware of the military-industrial complex. And again, something I said during the end of the last segment is something that I need to reiterate as well, concerning Peter Hegseth going over into Puerto Rico, telling them to prepare for war. The wars that they're creating, by the way, and those that they're working for, it's interesting to note that he's never been there. And the way I told you to get rid of war and to basically put a stop to it is tell the politicians, you and your children first. And I'm not kidding. I will hold to that. I'm not kidding you, friends. It's not about being a pacifist. It's not a lack of patriotism. No. If it's a worthy war, you lead the way. You know as well as I do, they never will do that. You guys all know who Henry Kissinger is. Henry Kissinger, who is in the hell now that he created, he sowed into. He reaped exactly what he sowed. He was the Zionist who sat next to every president, including Donald Trump, before he passed during his first criminal tenure. And he had said that our military men, I want you to listen to this carefully, friends, in the face of what they're calling for right now. He said, our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as pawns in foreign policy. And now you got every administration out there doing the exact same thing. But why is it that we're being distracted from this information? You got to stop and think about what's going on. We got Debbie calling in from Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. Thank you for everything that you do.
Cool.
Yesterday you had a call from a gentleman wondering what we could do.
Yep.
And I think the thing that we can do as American citizens is strengthen ourselves so people can think clearly.
Amen.
We've got to remove the toxins from our life. We've got to remove Big Pharma from our life. We've got to improve the food we eat.
Amen.
Get away from processed food. We got to filter the water we drink. Don't wear petroleum clothing. Wear linen. Wear wool. Get away from toxic cleaners in your life. Get away from the EMFs and the RF radiation. We've got to reduce these toxins in our life. People can no longer think clearly. They are either so drugged up or so many toxins in their body they can't think clearly.
Amen.
And I think that's where the frustration is coming from a lot of people. So I know. I know that gentleman was looking for answers, but I think the answers come when we start to purify our lives and get back to the basics of life that God intended for us to live.
Let me say this to you, okay? And I didn't mean any disrespect when he said we're castigating, but I've said this a million times, those that are in war together, they're not looking at each other like when the one individual being used during that particular time to lead the way to tell others that are not doing anything. It's not a castigation. It's a reproof. It's a correction. And it's an instructions in righteousness. But what I thought odd about it was the fact that this was a professor. Here's one of the older generation, talks about how he's a professor in a Christian college, I believe is what he said. And I'm just sitting here saying to myself, here we go again. You know, direction, you need guidance, but yet if we're led of the Spirit of God, we're first born of the Spirit of God, we're led by Him. I mean, people can tell me all day long what I need to do, but I'm going to, at the end of the day, follow the leading of the Spirit of God. And I'll tell you what, Debbie, every place I go, there's something that needs to be addressed. I don't need anybody to tell me what I'm supposed to do. And that's what's bothersome.
Correct.
And when it comes to what I see in the government today. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what needs to be done, and people are so brainwashed by the said conservatives of the day that they're just constantly pandering back and forth to the left and right that doesn't exist. Well, I'm telling you to get out of those talking points because it's a fictitious language. And I'm also bringing about the fact that we have provision in the U.S. Constitution to go and address, I don't care who it is, the governor, the president, the judicial branch, the legislative branch, the list goes on, to address anybody that doesn't keep their oath, that we are for the smallest of fractions, we are to impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and once they're impeached, we are to prosecute them. What is it that I need to say beyond what I just said there? That's what bewilders me to no end.
Yeah, I think you can't say it any more clearly. Unfortunately, I think people, like I said, have so many toxins in their world and their life right now, they can't hear it clearly.
Yeah.
They can't see it clearly, and they can't hear it clearly. And I know just personally, on the journey that I've been. It, just start small. Start small in your world, the things that you know. If you're drinking public water, you're crazy if you're not filtering it.
Amen. Well, you know what? I agree with everything you said, yes.
Yeah. I mean, just start small, and it'll be amazing how much clearer, how much more sense you start to make, how things start to fall in place, how things start to, you know, to make sense. And but I just encourage everyone, if you're struggling with what to do, start with that. Start in your home. Make it as clean and as non-toxic as you can.
Amen.
And you will be surprised the impact that will have on your life.
Amen. Thank you, for Debbie, for calling in. Where are you at in Pennsylvania, can I ask?
Gettysburg.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, I've been up there once. I got the hat, the t-shirt. Thank you for the phone call. Totally appreciate you, kiddo. Got some more calls coming up. 281-845-4704. I'm going to play a couple videos on the other side, and then we'll pick up some more calls. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Patriot Approved presents nationally syndicated Bradley Dean, the host of the Sons of Liberty broadcast, Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m. New Hope Baptist Church, 2011 Lincoln Road, Allegan, Michigan. Bring your youth, bring your friends to listen to Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty. This is a presentation of Patriot Approved.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to add something to Debbie from Pennsylvania concerning our conversation. I just want to add a little to it, because I was thinking, you know, it's when we're right with the Lord, first in the spirit, everything in the natural will be secondary. And so we need to start first there. Americans need to repent for their sins. And the bottom line is that's where it all starts. And I'm sure Debbie would agree with me. But the first thing I thought of is outside of the natural food that we eat, because we do say that we are what we eat, right? And we've been told that our whole lives. It's kind of funny, but it's actually true. Well, I thought, firstly, of television. And the Bible clearly tells us in the book of James that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And the problem that we have is we have double-minded people that profess to be clearly what it is that they're not. They want to straddle the fence, and they don't realize that Satan himself is the one that's on the fence. And I'm talking about television, the narrative that's spewed by Zionists worldwide. And what are they doing? They're fueling the spirit of Antichrist at every given step. There's nothing good on television. That's the reason we haven't watched it in 25 years, 30 years now. But if you look at it, you go over to the modern day version of Psalm 23. Let me read this for you really quick and tell me if this applies to, or is it applicable to someone that's listening to me today. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me into the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interpretation, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's a remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now, obviously, King David said he would set no wicked thing before his eyes in Psalm 101, verse 3. But it's also interesting to note that that is the first thing that the Lord tells us to do. And I think of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse 14 to the end of the chapter, James 4, 4, friendship with the world is enmity with God. First John chapter 2, verse 15 also talks about how we're not supposed to give ourselves over to these things. But what happens is those that kick up against the Word of God, really what they're doing is the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. And it's absolutely true. You can tell those that love the Word of God, adhere to the Word of God. And the fact of the matter is you can really let the pretenders call themselves out, because that's exactly what they'll do. Now, if I go over to Romans 12:2, it's also interesting that when we look at that scripture, it says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." See, they're not doing that. What they're doing is they're going in, feeding on the world, and then they give a little to Jesus, because they want to have that insurance that they're going to heaven. See, they got it completely backwards. They're straining at the gnat, and they're swallowing the big camel of sowing in the wrong direction when it comes to where they're going to end up, because they preferred what the old man brings rather than what the new man brings in 2 Corinthians 5:17. So, in saying that, friends, those were my thoughts. I just wanted to add, Debbie, thank you for the call. Totally appreciate you, kiddo. Want to highlight something real quick before we also pull up our friend Bob from Texas. I want you to listen to this, and I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I want you to tell me if you can tell me who this is, okay? Just to show you how the game is played, friends, and how you're the pawn on their tables. And I will tell you this, he's chubby, he's very uncomely looking, he is a pharmaceutical investor, and you will know his name when you get done listening to this. And I'm going to show it to you, so you're going to see it right on social media platforms. So it's kind of giving it away if you got social media platforms. Check this out.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
It makes you think that at a fundamental level, this is sort of a he said, she said, right? And at the end of the day, do you believe Donald Trump, who always tells the truth? Just kidding. Or do you believe that woman on that tape?
No, I cannot stand Trump because I think he's a fraud. Well, I think he's a total fraud that is exploiting these people, who is a total fraud.
Like you said, I agree with you on Trump, because I don't think that he's the person. I don't think he actually cares about folks.
Definitely, there is definitely an element of Donald Trump support that has its base.
You all know who this is, right?
I think there's a chance, if I feel like Trump has a really good chance of winning, that I might have to hold my nose and vote for Hillary Clinton. I think I'm going to vote third party, because I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious and is leading the white working class to a very dark place.
You guys all know who that is, right? That's the Vice President of the United States of America. Isn't that amazing? He can't stomach Trump. He can't stand him. Here, listen to more of this, because this is what the American people, I'm sorry if you feel like I'm castigating you. I am reproving you, correcting you, if you still have your TV on and you still believe this nonsense. Here, let me show you some more of this nonsense. And these are the people that are in the seat of power right now dictating your lives. Again, that was J.D. Vance. That was J.D. Vance, the Vice President of the United States of America. Can't stand Trump. Can't stomach Trump. Don't tell me that these are not all pawns put into place to do the biddings of special interests, because it is.
We knew that Trump was going to be a terrible candidate. We told you that you were an idiot if you voted for him.
Talk to the Trump supporters for a minute.
Here's Lindsey Graham saying the same thing.
And I don't know why you like this guy. He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.
He is a...
He doesn't represent
He is the
party.
Embodiment of
he
politician, that snake right there.
That the men and women who wear the uniform are fighting for.
He's playing the members of the American public
Mitt Romney
suckers.
Playing both sides of the fence.
He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat.
President Trump has surrounded himself
Here's
with
Nikki Haley, who's on his cabinet, friends.
Like
These are the people
They've
that have been appointed
security,
to the cabinet.
And they continue to waste taxpayer dollars. Everybody talks about the economy when Trump was president. He put us $8 trillion in debt
That's
in just
a fact.
4 years.
Donald Trump is a con artist.
Marco Rubio
consistently is fighting.
Sits next to Donald Trump like he's his best friend now. Do you see how politics are played, friends? It's not about promulgating or putting forth the truth, folks. It's about politics. It means they'll play with anybody that they need to play with just to get the job done so they can crawl up the political ladder. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. This is Marco Rubio.
For the working people, and he has a record of sticking it to working people for 35 years.
What I really think of Donald Trump.
Now, here's this other snake, the Silver Knight. This is Ted Cruz.
A logical liar. His response is to accuse everybody else of lying. Whatever he does, he accuses everyone else of doing. Everything in Donald's world is about Donald.
Okay, so again, you're hearing directly from the people that are now on his cabinet that are talking about how he's a liar. This, that, and the other thing. We're going to go ahead for the sake of time and pull up Bob. Bob, you got about 3 minutes. It's all yours, my friend.
Hey, Bradley, fantastic. Debbie was a perfect lead-in. We got to get this stuff local, and we got to get it down to the precinct level. You know, that's like every 1,400 voters.
You're really muffled. You're really muffled, Bob.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't know how. So, I mean, is that any better?
A little bit.
Is that any better?
Yep, that's fine. We better get to it
okay.
here, Bob.
Anyway.
Yep.
We've got to get down to the precinct level for our air, water, food, shelter, clothing, transportation, education, medical, and all that. And we can do that. We got to, it's the, only the people can save a republic.
Yep.
And we got to do it with our neighbors, our nearest neighbors, because when the communications hit the fan, we got to reach, and when trouble comes, we got to reach out to our nearest neighbors. And we do that, you know, with Article 1, Section 8, Clauses 15 and 16, and especially on voting, because voting is supposed to be in the most minute district, on paper, in precinct, with the people that live in that precinct counting the votes of the people that live there that are casting them. And we can do this. I mean, we set up our own little governments, and then each precinct gathers together to do the more countywide or larger community type thing. I've mentioned John Durash in the past. It's nationallibertyalliance.org. And he's got some really good materials for doing just that. He's a little bit, he wants to do it with his organization, but we can do it each individually, you know, as a precinct chairman in a county. So, I wanted to ask you about the missing 13th Amendment. It was actually ratified by the right number of states. Virginia was the last in 1818, and it forbid any title of nobility, which basically blows away all the lawyers and judges that we have sitting right now. And somehow it got stolen, and then Lincoln installed a different 13, right, coincident with the Civil War. So look up the missing...
I'm already on it right now. I would add more to it, Bob, but for the sake of time, thank you for the phone call.
We are the sons of the
title of nobility is in the U.S. Constitution. And I just want to make clear you get it. The title of nobility shall be granted, no title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of the Congress, that's me and you, accepting of any present emolument, money, gift, office, or title of any kind whatsoever from any king, prince, or sovereign state. We can already see that they've already crossed this line a long time ago. You're going to find that, my friends, in Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8. Again, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the U.S. Constitution. Just wanted to back up what Bob was saying there constitutionally so you can have the answers once again. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you soon.